the acoustics from every angle.
Song. The hymn, "Truly the presence of the Lord is in this place." Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to see you. You are at the right time, in the right place, with
the right people.
Amen. Amen. So good to see you. We have a few announcements. You can find some information in your bulletin. Let's see. Yes. This month, in April, Loose Coin will go to caretakers of God's creation. They have been working for environment issues such as climate change and some other issues. So our Loose Coin will go to caretakers of God's creation. And the Earth Day is coming. And until next Sunday, I would really appreciate your pictures. Some beauty of the natures taken by you or your family members until next Sunday. And on Easter Sunday, you will see those pictures around, inside the building, and we will do some fun project with that. So you can send your pictures to me or the office. An egg hunt. We will have egg hunt. It's going to be fun. April 16th, Saturday, 2 p.m. You can help education team or participate by donating candies as well. You can bring that to the office or to Jamie's, Jamie Greenfield or Jamie Schwingles. They will love to take your donations. And you know, we will have, next slide, please. Yes, Holy Week is coming. We will have Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. For Monday, Thursday, we will have the Passover Seder meal. And Good Friday, we will have Tenebrae. Some people call it Tenebrae, some other people call it Tenebrae, or some other people call it Tenebrae. I don't know which one is correct. But it's going to be a beautiful. Tenebrae means shadow, service of shadow. Thinking about Jesus' sacrifice for us. And yes, it's been over 2 years. We will celebrate and shout Happy Easter. And we will share a meal together between the service. Please remember that. She's not Rory, Renee. She will lead us in our worship. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please stand as you're able and join in our call to worship. Glorious God, write your name on our hearts. Inspire us with your law of love, that we might proclaim this truth. You are our God, and we are your people. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And please remain standing for our opening hymn, "The Day of New Beginnings," verses 1, 2, and 3.
I'm to remember and move on. I could
It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have many people who have birthday. Oh, slide, please. Yeah, you can see their names. Oh, please lower the volume. Thank you. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we have one of them here. Happy birthday. And you can find those names on the screen and you can make a phone call or whenever you see them, happy birthday, please say to them. As a family in Christ, what joy and prayer request you want to lift up? Yes. Did you take a picture?
It changed too fast.
Okay, for tomorrow, yeah. For the beauty of nature, isn't it something God is speaking to us every day, every day? Oh, Logan, please lower the volume. Yes. Yeah. When I have, really high volume, I have to speak soft. So, and joys and concerns. Amen, amen. Thank you. That's a huge joy to the parents, especially, right? Please remember Don Markins. His surgery went well, and I was really surprised to see him speaking. Yeah, that was really fast. He was able to speak, and he still has feeding tube, but he's progressing. But still has a lot of pain and a lot of cares, and he will go to St. Mary's Hospital in 2 days for the further checkup and treatment. So please remember them in your prayers. And Donna and Don and Sina, they really appreciate your prayers and card. So thank you. And please continue to have people in Ukraine and who are fighting over there. We need to pray for the people and leaders as well. Please remember them. Bruce, if you don't mind, can I ask you about your sister?
Oh yeah, actually it's been good news that she has had 5 or 6 chemo treatments, and they did a scan and it's looking like the chemo is working very well.
Yes.
They will do it. They really don't do the final scan until after the 6th treatment, but all the indications are that the chemo is working well and that they feel like they're maybe able to actually, you know, put this fully into remission. So It's going very well. Thank you. We appreciate your prayers.
Yeah, thank you for the good news. But please continue to have her joys in your prayers, and also have Calvin Jacobs and Dave Six in your prayers. Let's turn to God and pray together. Gracious God, we come before you with honesty and humility. We share our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, because we believe in you, you listen to our cries, and you dance with us when we are joyful. And we lift all our prayers ourselves to you, God. God, sometimes we find ourselves, we have less expectation in you, in our day. Sometimes we get lost at work, but in demands and pressures of life, we become weary. We need you, God. Be patient with us, O Lord. You have been calling your people on a journey, and you have called us to be like Jesus every day. Just like the Israelite journeyed through the wilderness, God, sometimes we find ourselves standing in the wilderness. They grumbled and complained, and we too grumble and complain, questioning your presence. We are not perfect, Lord, but we give you thanks for your presence. We give you thanks for your grace, mercy, and love. And we give you thanks for this community of faith to help each other on our ongoing journey. Lord, for good and bad, help us to be together, praying for one another and caring for one another in your love. We pray not only for our family members of this church, but also your people on earth. There are many people who suffer from poverty, lack of food, conflict, wars, and so many kinds of violence. We ask for your healing, your presence, and guidance. And we also ask for your wisdom and courage to be with you, to live our days by your will. God, always we ask for your presence. We also remember the people who are suffering from many kinds of illness. You know each one of them and their need. God, embrace each one of them with your loving arms. Let them feel you. Let them feel your healing power. Let them feel your love. And help us be the hands and voice of yours. And we need you. Be with us. And help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
scripture reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 32 through 43. Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who was hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we're getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." Thanks. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. During the Lenten season, we have been talking about the people around the cross. We have a Bible study going on with our book, People at the Cross, but with this sermon series, we have more people. Somebody who didn't stand at the cross, but around Jesus. So we have Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus and ended up feeling overwhelmed with guilt. And we also talked about a new community, new family, Mary, mother of Jesus, and John, the beloved disciple. And last week, we took a break, took a pause, and talked about fear and love, as we hear a lot of story about war in Ukraine. And today, we are going to look at the two criminals crucified on each side of Jesus. And these two people will most likely have the same or similar background and crimes. But their responses to Jesus were very different. And the Gospel of Luke tells us in a way that Matthew, Mark, and John don't tell us. And my hope and prayers are whenever we read the Bible, we are listening to God, asking for God's speaking and nudging. God, what does it mean to us? What do you want to talk to me? And try to find ourselves in this story. So we have two people today, two criminals. But at some point, where do I find myself? Which one am I? So Matthew and Mark, they say those two were bandits. The bandit was an interesting word. It is lestes in Greek. In Jesus' time, when Matthew and Mark were written, later time, lestes was a term that was generally used for bandit or robber. You can see that on the screen. But the first written history book that exists now, that is called Josephus, he used this vocabulary for terrorist against the Roman Empire. So Luke doesn't use that word, but he simply used a bad person, bad people. So these are the people that nobody wanted to be around. From which side you will see them, they might be revolutionary terrorists or bandit or criminal or really bad people. They were the people we are talking about today, and they were on the either side of Jesus on the cross. And one of those two, he yelled at Jesus, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and save us." Sometimes when I read this scripture, I feel like I find myself in this reading. Sometimes we question when we encounter hardship or painful moment, we cry out to God, "Where are you? What are you doing? God, do something. Do something." It is exactly the same cry that this guy on the cross cried out to Jesus. And now we need to notice, at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus went to the wilderness and he was tempted 3 times. And he was tempted. So if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, those 3 temptations were all about food, reputation, and power. Let's talk about the food. That is the essential source for the living. And we also talked about magnifying a temptation about the reputation and power. And many scholars say all 3 temptations were all about getting Jesus to avoid God's plan and to avoid the cross. It is like if you can turn this stone into bread, if you can make this stone a loaf of bread, you can prove yourself. People will love it. People will love it. Feed them. Just give them what they want. And they will follow you. And you don't have to go to the cross. You don't have to suffer. Temptation. Now we come to the cross. Not only one of those 2 on their crosses, but also Israel's leaders and Roman soldiers, they taunted Jesus and mocked Jesus. "Jesus, save yourself. Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself. You don't have to die." Did they ask Jesus because they believed in Jesus? Did they really believe that Jesus could have done that? No, they didn't believe it. Jesus says that, indeed, he could have done that by saving himself. So it was like another temptation. That was the same as those in the wilderness. And you remember Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Lord, take this cup from me. Take this cup from me." But Jesus said, "Not my will, but your will be done." "Not my will, but your will be done." So here is what we know about Jesus. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save us. He came to save you and me. You know, sometimes we don't even realize that we need saving. We need salvation. And this saving, it is not just one time, I mean, one way ticket to heaven. Indeed, it is incorporated in this big picture Jesus had. The salvation that he offers, it is much bigger than that. Salvation Jesus offers is helping us to remember who we are as human beings. It is about saving us from our sin, saving us from ourselves, saving us from our brokenness and our inhumanity to one another that creates chaos, classes, and pain in this world. And Jesus is showing us a different way He's saving us from our guilt and our shame by offering himself and by taking himself as a sacrifice for us so that we might know we are forgiven. He's showing us what selfless and sacrificial love looks like as he was there on the cross. And I wonder if we realize we need salvation every day. We need him. We are in need of forgiveness, grace, and love that will not let us go. We are in need of knowing that we can be a new person in Christ. And we don't have to be defined by the things we have done in the past. Because somebody has been walking with us all the time. God is walking with us all the time. So you might have heard many testimonies that people changed their lives once they met Jesus. Sometimes it happened dramatically. One time even, okay, yesterday, but today, voila. But most of the time, we are walking on an ongoing journey to become like Jesus. And let me tell you about my grandmother. On my father's side, yeah, I once talked about my grandmother on my mother's side, the most caring and gentle person that I have ever known. But my grandmother on my father's side is all the way the other side. Her nickname was a wild dog. She was very, very wild. I mean, I really love her. I mean, she's a really hardworking lady and caring person, but the problem was she loved drinking and smoking too much. And once she's drunk, you don't want to mess up with her. Nobody in town dare to do that. My father was the first Christian in his house, and my grandmother was the best ever persecutor. Oh yeah, she was so creative. Then one of her grandchildren, she had many grandchildren, about more than 20, and one of her grandchildren, whose name was Paul, went to a seminary, and my undergraduate was theology, and I became an assistant pastor of my home church when I was 21 years old. She might persecute her own son for a long time, but she couldn't do that to her grandchild. After I became a pastor in town, on a Sunday, just before the Sunday worship, she showed up in the sanctuary. Just imagine that. People were shocked to see her. And a rookie pastor, her grandchild, dropped his jaw down. Oh. I thought, okay, what's going to happen? Okay, my grandma is here. I know her. What's going to happen now? Can I survive today? And she said, my grandson becomes a pastor, so I think I should come to church at least one time. Then later I watched her change, little by little, until she died a few years later. I told her she was very wild, but now she became warm and gentle, without no drinking issue at all. And she never fought again. Instead, she raised her voice ever you saw somebody treat other poor and stood for the gospel. And I still remember one day she talked to me, now I get it. I believe in God. And she said, God has been so patient with me. Thinking back on my grandmother's life, I have seen both sides of criminals next to Jesus in one person. Because she was yelling at my father, does God really exist? What are you doing? No, you don't have to go to church. But later, I believe in God. God has been so patient with me. Two criminals in one person. The one who rebuked and mocked Jesus, but the other one who knew who Jesus was and asked for salvation. When I talk about these two people near Jesus, I'm not talking about our faith in Jesus only. I'm talking about our attitude, our behaviors as well. I'm talking about gossip, and backbite, and all kinds of stuff we hear. Sometimes we tear down other people and make ourselves feel better. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself, my story. By making others small, we may feel better. Was strong at the moment. I think we all have been there, small or big. So there are a little bit of these two criminals in us. I'm planning a sermon series of the power of your word. It's coming maybe in June or July, and I will make a memory verse for you. It's Ephesians chapter 4. It says, let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building up as there is need. We all need it. We all need it. That your word may give grace to those who hear. What a powerful message. Here is what I want to say. I believe there are a little bit of those two people on either side of Jesus in us. And we choose every day whether we are going to make other people feel small, whether we gossip, whether we are going to make ourselves feel better by putting others down, or we choose the other side. We do all the way to build up others, bless, give grace, and mercy, and love. One of the criminals in the scriptures, in our scripture readings, no matter how bad he has been in the past, he finally stood up and he said, don't do that. Don't say that way about the person. That's not right. And he offered encouragement and asked for blessings. Which one do we want to be? When Israeli leaders and Roman soldiers rebuked and mocked Jesus on the previous slide, they wanted Jesus to feel small and helpless. And at the moment, one of these two joined them and rebuked and mocked Jesus, while the other one raised his voice to stand for Jesus. The other one stopped the one who mocked Jesus and asked for Jesus' help. Please remember me. Save me when you come into your kingdom. Surrounded by many people, who mocked Jesus. This man believed in Jesus and asked for salvation. And Jesus' response to him was remarkable. Today, you will be with me. I know what you have done before, all the things, but I care for you. You ask for your salvation, and you will be with me. What saved him was his courage to believe in Jesus and ask for his help. And his courageous asking, and salvation was given. And it shows that nobody is beyond God's redemptive grace. And Jesus came to save us. Amen. Once the other month, we will have a full all liturgy for the communion. And you can find the communion liturgy on page number 15 or on the slide. Please rise as you are able in your body or in your soul. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give
our thanks. It is right, and good and joyful things, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. You brought all things into being and called them good. From dust of the earth, you formed us into your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When it turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. When rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, you bore up the ark on the water and saved Noah and his family and made a covenant with every living creature on earth. When you led your people to Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, you gave us your commandment and made us your covenant people. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, God, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, God, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Drink from this, all of you, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of this mighty act in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is alive. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out the Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on this gift make them be for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that we may be for the word by Christ, redeemed by his blood, by the Spirit. Make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and his feast and his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit, in your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Please fill the first layer with bread. This is the body of Jesus Christ. Please fill the second layer with a cup. This is the blood of Jesus Christ. I love Sunday morning. To see you, worship God together, especially without a mask. I mean, if you need it, please use your mask. But I love to see your smile, love to chat with you, and talk about God's blessing in our lives. And I'm really excited. I can't wait to have Easter service together and fellowship. I love to talk about our ministry. And we will have children news program after the second service. I'm so happy with that. All the blessings of God and guidance for our community. This moment, we take pause and give thanks to God. We count all the blessings and present ourselves, our mind, our talent to God. Amen.
We come before you with grateful hearts. Engrave these gifts with your love, O God. Send them forth into the world, that they may reveal your presence for all to see. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Let us sing together, "Here I Am, Lord," verse 1, and we will sing the refrain twice. Please remain standing and receive the benediction. God, the Creator, has written love on our heart. Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, has revealed love in our world. And the Holy Spirit is sending us to share this glorious message of love with everyone we see. So now let us go with love. May God go with you, strengthen you, guide you, and lead you. Amen.